Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Greg and Telly with you on Wisconsin's Midday News. Dom Cotroneo joining us from Los Angeles. Game 3 of the NLCS later today. 5:08, the first pitch. Always good to check in with Dom Cotroneo. We sent him out there on his private jet, and Dom has arrived. Hello, Dom.
Hell, it was great. It was cozy, 12-seater. We had room for you, too, Greg. Why weren't you along?
I didn't want to disrupt the weight. I know there's a weight distribution thing with private flying that I didn't want to disrupt. You know how it is.
I mean, I was a middle seat cross country, so we can bring it back to reality here. But it's all good. We're here. We made it.
Well, good stuff here. And just about an hour or so ago, Aaron Ashby, what a shock. He's going to get the ball again here for the Brewers. He has pitched in all but one game so far this postseason, if you include tonight. So what is the appeal here to start with him again, Dom?
The appeal is not so much Ohtani, because, in fact, Ashby has not retired Ohtani in this series or in his career. So it's not so much about Ohtani, it's about Freeman. It's about Teoscar struggling against lefties. It's about the thought of, if he can give you an inning, that means whoever follows, whether it's Quintana or Mizorowski, would hopefully, ideally, only have to face that top third of the order twice. And if they face that top three or twice and everything goes according to plan, which best laid plans are sometimes ruined, that you're in the seventh inning and you can hand it to your leverage bullpen by that point. So that's the gamble the Brewers are playing once again.
Dom, does it also have something to do with not putting a lot of pressure on these young starters? Like, we saw what happened with Quinn Priester. I mean, his first postseason appearance was right where he grew up or 20 minutes from. But also, being down 0-2, that's a lot of pressure for any starter. So is it also good to put it in the hands of a veteran to at least get the game started and then go to some of those younger guys?
You know, I think Ashby would balk at being called a veteran, but he really is right now. You know, when you think about the comparatively to the rest of his pitching staff, the reason why they're doing it is just because, hey, they don't have traditional starters right now. That's the biggest, weakest link of this team. Yes, they have Freddie. Yes, they have Quinn, but this is where the absence of Woodruff really stings. And Quintana's injury at the end of the season really stings. And Chad Patrick is not stretched out anymore, and that stings. So it's just, the Brewers don't have that traditional swing and miss, hand it to the ball, shut down the game type starting pitcher, but they have a handful of those type of guys in the bullpen. So if they can, you know, let the game dictate how they're going to use their pen in the later stages, you know, they've had a lead for all of what, 1.5 inning in this series. So they haven't had a chance to really unleash the best that they have.
Yeah, some missed opportunities against the Dodgers bullpen in game number one. And the key word there is bullpen, because that was the only time we've seen any semblance of the Dodgers bullpen. I feel like that's what you need to do to beat the Dodgers, right? Just get to the bullpen if possible. But to this point, Dom, it's just not been able to do it.
Yeah, if I knew the answer to how to do it, I don't think I'd be sitting here talking to you guys. So I think that the reason why is, look, the Dodgers banked their entire regular season on October. They said they watched the NLCS last year. They watched their postseason pitching plans of Yoshinobu Yamamoto and figure it out. Like, that was their plan last year. This year, they're like, all right, they've got Glasnow healthy. All right, they've got Shohei healthy. Oh, they've got Blake Snell healthy. They've got guys able to do so with, hey, traditional guys. You know, the game is always in cycles, and we're seeing the starting pitcher coming back in vogue. And when you have that talent on the other side, they know that you're trying to get into the bullpen, and they're taking advantage of the fact that the Brewers are maybe in game one being a little too patient. Snell was ahead. Then in game two, they're being aggressive. They're chasing. So that's the luxury you have when you know you have the advantage on the pitching side.
And Dom, how do you feel like this Brewers team can turn things around in Game 3? There hasn't been a stretch throughout this season, or maybe I have to do some really, some much deeper digging. But two games, only 5 hits. What can they do to turn things around? And I've been telling people, okay, this is how good pitching can make a good lineup look. And that's exactly what the Dodgers have gotten in the first two games. But what can they do against Glasnow tonight?
Well, I mean, it starts with the guy in the middle, Christian Yelich. I mean, the Brewers were never going to win this series without an RBI from Christian Yelich and without production from Christian Yelich. It has to start from 22. Now, is he going to be hitting third again? Is he going to be hitting lower in the order? We'll wait and see. But my theory is you got to go with your stars in October. And even despite, you know, Shohei Ohtani not doing much offensively in this series, or even Mookie, or yes, Freddie hit the home run in game one, the Brewers have kept the Dodgers stars in check to just 7 runs over the first two games. I mean, you would have signed up for that every day of the week coming into this series. So the fact being is the Brewers need not just Jackson Churio, but they need Yelly, they need Contreras, the guys in the middle of the order, the guys that are the focal points of the other team's scouting reports to perform. And if it was that easy, everybody would do it, but that's where the offense has to come from. You can't get cute this time of year.
Dom Catronico joining us from Los Angeles. Are you at the ballpark yet, Dom? I guess it's, 2 hours earlier here, so you're not even at lunchtime yet officially.
What, you can't hear the speaker system in center field right now? We're locked in.
Well, there you go. So it's one of those interesting venues where you actually come in on like the fourth floor and then you go down. But in terms of a baseball shrine, Dom, is this one of the best to watch a game at, part of a game at?
Oh my gosh, I love this place. Look, deep down, I'm a West Coast guy, and you know I'm more of a Bay Area guy. But I think people in the Bay understand, man, this one's pretty great. Now, San Francisco's also incredible too. Don't get me wrong, but as far as the retro, you know, golden age baseball ballparks, right? When you think about all the acrimony of them moving from Brooklyn and then building this ballpark, and it's still standing. I'm staring at Chavez Ravine. I'm staring at the beautiful ocean themed seats. It's just a really well-done, well-aged, and they just did some renovations on it, too, ballpark. The center field pavilion's incredible. It's just one of those places that you should go to as a baseball fan, not just a Brewer fan, just as a baseball fan to say you saw a game at Dodger Stadium.
Classic old-school Hollywood vibes at Dodger Stadium as well. I'll tell you what, Dom, we're going to check in with you again tomorrow, if that's okay, because we have to talk about how the Brewers are going to tie the series up, and I figure no one better to talk to than you.
Well, I mean, in the words of Kevin Millar, when the Red Sox are down 3-0, don't let us win tonight. So, I mean, if the Brewers got to get her going, and sooner as opposed to later, and hey, my prediction was Brewers in 7, you got to lose 3 to win in 7.
That's a very good point. Dom Catronio from Los Angeles. Check out Brewers Extra Innings following tonight's game right here on WTMJ. Always great stuff. Appreciate it, Dom. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.